That's music from Rachel Mond's new recording, Canadian Organ Music on the Organ of Coventry Cathedral, and it's out today on Delphian Records out of the UK. Rachel is one half of the organ duo Organized Crime. Get it? The outfit has appeared on this program before with the Organics organization, but now Rachel has ventured out on her own, performing on the king or queen of musical instruments, the pipe organ. She's currently the assistant director of the music at Coventry Cathedral in the UK, where she accompanies and conducts the cathedral choir and curates the organ recitals and visiting choirs as well. Prior to that, Rachel was organ scholar at St. Paul's Cathedral in London and the first female organist in its 1400-year history to do so. She's won numerous awards here in her native Canada, including graduating with a scholarship from U of T and the Royal Canadian College of Organists. And when she isn't a cathedral musician, she's busy with her recital schedule as a soloist and with her duo, Organized Crime. Rachel Mond, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thank you.
Great to have you back. What struck you about this instrument that you would want to dedicate your life to it? Because it's a big deal, and it's very specific.
It is very specific. I had grown up around organ, basically, and then I learned piano, and I was listening to Vidor's Toccata, which is a very famous piece, and I thought, that's really cool. I want to be able to do that. So I started taking lessons. And then there were so many opportunities for young organists that it kind of just took over, and I ended up doing it at university, and it's my full-time job now.
Tell me a little bit about that first moment where you thought, I want to do this, I've heard this music, I want to be a part. Where do you even start? Do you go to one of these giant churches and say, hey, can I play that thing?
That's a really good place to start, actually.
Yeah.
So I grew up in church choir, so I knew some organists, although as a child, it had never occurred to me that I would play it. But then, when I was a teenager, I thought, okay, I'm going to try. And we just went and asked the director of music, can I have some lessons? And basically, it works the same way as going for a piano lesson.
So take us through it a little. You're from Toronto. In fact, fairly nearby to these studios. You grew up
grew up in Parkdale.
In the Parkdale neighborhood. And you went to U of T, various schools, Trinity College. Mm-hmm. You become principal organist at the Timothy Eaton Memorial Church.
Yeah, up on St. Clair.
So Toronto is pretty good to you.
Yes, love Toronto.
In the years that you're here.
Yes, there are a shortage of organists, you could say, and many churches want someone to play. So as soon as I started learning, I was getting jobs playing in churches. And I like to joke with people, I've never had a real job because I've only ever played organ.
Right.
And so
I feel the same way a little bit about what I do here every day. It sometimes does not feel like a job at all.
So I had a job at a church throughout university and, organ scholarships. I was at Trinity College in the University of Toronto and at St. James Cathedral. And it was an amazing way to put into practice what my degree was in.
So, it's fascinating to me, too, that you take on this instrument. Obviously, you have some strong talent or these scholarships and so on don't show up. But I love the idea that the jobs are just waiting.
Yeah.
It's good. Note to self here,
If other things fail, turn to the organ.
Turn to the pipe organ. That's what you can do. So tell me about your move to the UK, because it seems like you've altered history there to some degree. Don't be modest now.
Okay, I was going to say you're exaggerating a bit, but after my degree, I decided I would go and do an organ scholarship at an English cathedral, just because it's slightly more intense over there. They do evensong, choral evensong, every single day, so there's just a lot more. And I thought, that would be great. And you get to work with excellent boys and girls choirs. And so my first year was in Truro. And then I decided to apply for the organ scholarship at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. And I was lucky enough to get that. So I was there for another 2 years.
Now, I'll point it out, because you know what I'm about to say.
I do.
You're the first female organist in its 1,400-year history.
Yeah.
So that's the history game. I would think.
It's pretty amazing to be that person, I suppose.
Now assistant director with the music at Coventry Cathedral in the UK.
So that's north of London, and there's a whole history with Coventry. It was bombed in the war, and it's an amazing place. 60s building. I'm there now permanently.
You are permanent there.
I am permanent there. I'm not planning to move again anytime soon.
To run off, right? No. I mean, there's the many churches to get to, but I understand the need to want to maybe lay down some roots and so on. And this current station that you're at here, this feeds very much into the story of this record, isn't
it? It does.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the history of this church and the organ and why the Canadian influence, but recording it in the UK, how that all sort of gels together.
Well, as I said, Coventry was bombed in the Second World War.
Right.
And the old medieval cathedral was completely destroyed, but there's still the shell of it. So you can still go and actually stand in the ruins. It's quite moving. Anyway, they decided to build a new cathedral and a new organ to go along with this. Now, in Canada, Healy Whillen was the president of the Royal Canadian College of Organists, and he went across Canada playing benefit recitals to raise money for English organs that had been destroyed in the war. And in the end...
So he didn't do that specifically for that church. He just thought,
no.
I know about the destruction there. This is taken away music from millions of people.
So
we
need
to do something.
They set
this.
Up a... It was the British Organ Restoration Fund.
Okay.
And so they went across and he raised a lot of money. And in the end, actually, all the money did go to Coventry Cathedral because it had been completely destroyed. So he went over himself and presented the check. And so there's this huge connection where the organ was basically mostly paid for by Canadian donations.
And when you walk in the door, I believe there is a giant maple leaf on in the floor.
So right at the West End, when you walk in, there's a giant bronze maple leaf in the floor to commemorate not only this, but also the ceiling of the cathedral is Canadian cedar, which was another donation from Canada. So there's this whole historic connection.
Now, did you know any of this going into this? Because it seems all too perfect,
I know. I didn't know, actually. When I accepted the job, I didn't know all this history. And I discovered it very early on, and I thought, this is amazing. And I obviously play Canadian organ repertoire, and how amazing would it be to record this music, and the organ itself is one of the best in the world. It is an incredible sound.
So tell me, you just mentioned Canadian repertoire, and you're now in this situation playing this organ in the UK that was basically built by Canadians, at least financially.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the inspiration that you took from that to make this record, and then the decision of what repertoire you wanted.
So the repertoire I've decided on was one piece by Healy Whillen, which I thought would be incredibly fitting, seeing as he was the one who went across Canada.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears from that man to make that all happen, right?
Yeah, so he was an expat, actually. So he was born in London, I think.
Right.
And there was also a slight family connection because my grandfather knew him and was his cantor at St. Mary Magdalene in Toronto. And then I also decided to incorporate some more modern works. So one of Healy Whillen's students, Gerald Bales, his petite suite, and Rachel Lorenz's First Organ Symphony, and Ruth Watson Henderson's Chromatic Partita. So there's a variety of different pieces to listen to.
How did you record it? Did you do it over, because it's such a specific instrument and you have to record it in
you
the church?
You can't do it in a studio, of course.
You can't do it in a studio. So do you just sort of book off a week and play it as many times as you can, or how does that work?
Well, I booked as much practice time as possible.
Sure.
And then the label who recorded it, Delphian, they came in with their truck and they have amazing equipment and they're used to recording organs. So they've done that several times and they set up their all their equipment and we did it over the course of two or three evenings. I think it was two.
Very
maybe
nice.
Three. I can't remember.
I'm sure
now.
There were special evenings for you.
Yeah, it was a bit daunting knowing, we have to record all this music in this set time. But they're great. They, make you feel at ease and,
We're about to listen to music from this new recording, Canadian Organ Music on the Organ of Coventry Cathedral, performed by Rachel Mann. It's out today on Delphian Records, delphianrecords.co.uk for info. And Rachel, just great to be with you.
Thank you very much.
Let's have a listen to what you accomplished here. We're looking forward to it on the new Classical FM.